Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
A minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Mixmaster Mike screwed up there a little bit.
That was a bad mix there.
That was a bad mix. I was thinking about something else and my fingers started moving. You know what it's like, Craig.
All right.
Just wrecked your chance.
Then I took a picture as I walked out of the room. What?
Your dream job of being a DJ
Mixmaster
at a club.
Mike, I screwed that one up, yeah.
Yeah, nobody's dancing to that.
No. They
All right, we got a little dilemma here, but I'm not going to bring
we always
names
have that.
Into it. This woman sent a Facebook note
All right.
and attached a text. It was a guy hitting on her, basically.
All right.
And this guy, his girlfriend, is this woman's best friend from high school, but they haven't seen each other in 4 years. So I guess her dilemma is, should she tell her friend that, hey, your boyfriend was hitting on me? I think it's probably best not to.
Oh, they're best friends?
Yeah.
They
haven't seen each other in some time.
Doesn't matter.
But they were best friends in high school.
Yeah, I generally err towards not putting myself in the middle of drama I don't need to.
That's my thought, too.
I think she's going to tell, and I have no problem with her telling.
Yeah, I wouldn't be upset if she did, but I would probably just not.
Yeah. Well, if he's reaching out to the best friend, he's got to be
on everybody else, too. If they were best friends at once, she's going to narc. And she, I don't think that's narking. I think it should be the other way around, too, you know? I hate to take the high road on this one, but I am. I think that she's going to say something anyway. She probably should say something.
Well, she's kind of looking out for her friend.
Looking out for a friend, you know?
Yeah, I'm kind of with Boston. Yeah. I really don't like to put myself in the middle of drama.
Yeah, well, nobody does, but I think you're helping your friend out there. You're helping your friend out there. Who's going to get mad at you? She's not interested in this guy.
I don't know.
She's only helping her friend out.
Does she want to bang him?
I don't think so.
Okay. Why would a guy sleaze on some girl he knows the girl he's dating?
Again, I can't get into that guy's head.
I mean, I know we're all dumb sometimes when it comes to women, obviously.
But yeah, he's obviously just chumming the water.
Yeah.
And she may not be the only one.
Are you done? Of course she's not the only one. Of course she's not the only one. He's chumming the water like that. By the way, she's going to do what she wants to do, but I think I don't feel bad if you tell the girl. I think you should tell the girl, actually.
I just think of so many times it's backfired when you insert yourself into friends' relationships.
Yeah, then everybody hates you.
Yeah.
And she's not friends with the guy. She's friends with the girl from high school. So
okay. She
owes her friend debt because if the guy, she ever finds out the guy was sleazy and she never told her, she'll never become friends with that girl. Friends before hoes.
You're right.
Man.
The dynamic is a little different there.
Friends before hoes. I love that one. That's how it rhymes. That's the old saying, right?
That's catchy.
Yeah. I got no problem with a woman calling the other woman.
Here's the trouble with it. Is there plausible deniability by the guy?
Well, depending on how naive his girlfriend is, of course he's going to say
it. Is there plausible deniability? Can he say, well, she took that wrong, or
what's the text look
or
like?
Or something like that.
He's going to spin no matter
I'm
what,
I'm curious,
Craig.
if he left himself plausible deniability. Now, if he did leave himself some plausible deniability on this, then to tell girl number one really creates a lot of unnecessary problem.
I think your conscience is clear when you tell the girl, number one,
well,
and move on with your life.
Clearly hitting on her on this copy of the text message.
Right. Thank you. Okay, then.
Yeah. Tell her.
Yeah, so, I mean.
Well, if it's that clear, then.
He could deny, but no.
Oh, he will try to deny. But
okay. Okay, I didn't realize.
His words say otherwise.
Okay.
But then it's off her conscience. Here, you do with this what you want. I'm out.
There's
of here.
That. Right. There is that way to deal with
right,
it.
Right, right.
I got this text message.
You deal with,
deal
the
with
you
this however you want.
You're my friend. I think you should have seen this, and then I'm moving on.
Now, how did he have her number to be able to? Oh, it was, or was it through Facebook?
No, this looks like a text message.
What's the hitting text?
But you're
what's
right.
It
could have been a Facebook one.
Can you read what it says in the hitting without reading the name? What's the text say that she's sleazing on her?
Hey, girl, how you doing?
Yeah.
I'm going to go in this room and pass out. Don't mind me pull my pants down, that kind of stuff.
No. Not that blatant.
That's that guy told that guy the beard.
He's like, dude, you said it was fine.
How blatant is it, though?
Well,
how you doing?
He hits on her.
We should get together sometime?
And then she says, I'm not comfortable with that. No, and then he apologizes.
Well, what's the line?
I didn't know you were in a relationship.
No. What's the hit on line?
What did he say to her?
Yeah, you're
what
not,
was the
you're
what
not,
was the come on?
You're not reading this. What's the actual line?
I don't have it here.
Oh, got it. Okay.
Well, and also, if she hasn't seen this girl in 4 years, I don't know how much she would insert herself into the middle of their relationship. She's oh, by the way, this is happening. You know, good luck.
Yeah, are they still tight? I mean, you can be away from somebody for 4 years.
Yeah, hell
still
yeah.
Be
yeah.
A really good friend.
I don't see people for two years at a clip because I get friends all over the country, and they're still my best friends. So, you can tell.
See, I think I'm just gun-shy because I always flash back to the time that my buddy broke up with a girl because she was cheating on him, and right. We all went, man, we've hated her the whole time, and she's terrible, and then they got back together.
Two different things,
and
though.
Things got weird.
Two different
and
things.
Not a straight comparison,
I've been in that situation, too.
Staying out of relationships of friends.
Well, if this got awkward, it's not like they're hanging out if they haven't been in the same room in that long.
Right. I think the guy, obviously the guy's chumming the water. She ain't the only one he hit on.
Yeah.
Oh, here it is. He wants a threesome. I assume with her and her friend.
Well, then it sounds like he has the intention of involving the girlfriend.
Yeah,
right. That's different completely. Right.
Yeah, he may have gotten permission from the girlfriend to do that.
He may have.
That changes everything.
Yeah, yes, it does.
Well, then you still should check it. Hey, your husband's trolling for a threesome with me and you. Are you into that?
Well, then she's saying, are we going to do this?
Yeah.
If she says that, then either way.
Giddy up.
Right. And if you are, what are you doing Thursday night? Right.
She's in a relationship, so she's not interested.
Apparently, Nick has Thursday night open.
Well, it's tonight.
You're right. You had to pick a day. You might as well pick tonight. Why waste time?
All right. Well, everybody's on board. Let's go.
Before you change your mind.
Yep. Let's do lunch.
Hell with night. Let's do it at noon.
Yeah, you're right. The girlfriend may be in the loop here.
Yeah. Like Craig said, plausible.
Well, the only way you find out is tell her.
Yeah. You might as well ask now.
Unless he plans a threesome and the girlfriend's not there. He's like, she couldn't make it.
Right, because he had plans with her.
This guy's got some balls and some confidence. I'll admire that.
Well, no, because if the girlfriend said, if they are in a relationship where occasionally or however often they bring in a third person, female, they have to acquire that female somehow.
Right.
Right. And you
let's
don't
call
go,
your old friend I wanted to bang the
whole
time.
You don't go asking for a third, unless your partner already approves.
Right.
Well,
yeah.
You don't.
You don't assume that your partner is going to be into it.
Hey, I got this girl to say yes. Now will you say yes?
Right.
Okay. She's on the line right now. We'll call her Jade. Oh.
Hopefully that's not her name.
All right.
You screwed us up before.
Fill us in now.
Hi, Jane.
What have we gotten right and what have we gotten wrong?
Okay. So, did you find the first message, Todd, where I sent the screenshot?
What's the screenshot of the first message, Todd? That's what she's asking.
The text.
That's what he asked. I could tell you what he said. I didn't know if you guys had heard that, if there was a lag in between the radio or not.
Well, the line was what? Do I want, do you?
Okay, the top of the text, it's got your response. And it says, comfortable with that, but never say never, blah, blah, blah. And then he apologizes. I just have what he's written.
He said, so this is kind of odd to ask, and I can add her to the conversation if you feel comfortable. We're at a point in our relationship, we are entertaining the idea of maybe bringing someone else into the mix on occasion.
Got it.
We both agree that if it was possible, someone we're comfortable with, good idea, or we think that you would be a good fit.
Okay.
Please don't be offended or judge us.
Oh, so the woman is, so your ex-friend's involved in this. I got it. So
she knows.
She knows. Okay.
He says she knows.
Oh, he says she knows.
Oh, okay.
Never in the conversation.
Oh, so you're thinking that might be his in just to try to have sex with you by saying something like that. I got it.
Because then at 4:47 this morning, he said, let's just say I have a slightly different mental pick of you nowadays.
A slightly different what?
A different mental picture of you nowadays.
Okay. All right. What the hell does that mean?
It means he's thinking about banging her.
He's just thinking about banging her. So do you know him in person, obviously, from years ago?
Yeah, have you met the guy?
I have never met him.
Oh.
I haven't seen this girl for like 7 to 8 years, probably.
I assume that you're not into the threesome, right?
No.
Okay. All
right. No, I'm not.
Okay.
An emphatic no.
All right. So you want to know if you should protect this woman by calling her and telling her, right?
Well, yeah. Do I send her the screenshots of the message or what? Like,
well, I do see this. Listen. Whatever you guys are into, I guess you were saying this to your girlfriend, your ex-girlfriend, your friend. Hey, whatever you guys are into is your own business, but I want you to know that your boyfriend reached out for me to join you in a threesome. Did you know about this? I think that's legitimate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Odds of me seeing them ever again anyway is so slim. They live so far away.
Yeah.
But
yeah. And she can't get mad at you for bringing that up. Say, listen, I wanted you to know that he asked me about this. I'm not into it, but you guys have fun.
Yeah. Okay.
Now,
well, that was just the confusion. Getting messages from him at 4:00 this morning, I was like,
"Yeah, if he's,
I don't think so."
So he's you, know? Been, you up? 4:00 in the morning is you up?
And you don't know this guy.
And you don't even know this guy, do you? What'd you say?
Never met him.
Okay, you never even met the guy.
Talked to the guy. This just came from out of the blue.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, it's a creep alert.
How does he know about you then? Through social media?
That's a great question.
Yeah, it's a Facebook message.
Okay, Facebook message. All right. Do you have a boyfriend yourself?
I am seeing someone, yes.
Yeah, he might not like you jumping in bed with two other people.
And that's how I had responded to the guy. I said, I'm in a semi-serious relationship, and I wouldn't be comfortable with anything like that.
All right. Did he say speaking of semi?
Yeah,
what he said
semi.
Because he sounds like a creep. All right. I got no problem with you telling your friend that. I don't think any of us really have a problem with you telling your friend that. But
yeah, and I wouldn't advise you use this guy's approach.
No.
Find a friend of your girlfriend, creep on her Facebook page, and leave her a message asking if she wants to get involved in a threesome.
Yeah.
At nearly 4 in the morning.
Yeah. Hey, let us know what happens, all right? Whatever you decide to do, okay?
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Jane.
Yeah.
When can we have a threesome?
That was a Larry King chick. Yeah. Larry King ass. She got him on voicemail. Here he is.
When can we have a threesome?
It was Larry King.
Only his greatest stuff lives on.
Exactly. Right. That's hilarious. All right.
Yeah, that's a lot different than him just reaching out and being like, when are you going to be in town?
Exactly. Right. Right.
What is that, threesome?
Yeah. Yep.
What, that was an answer on Jeopardy?
Yeah.
What is that, threesome?
Yeah, it was a wrong answer.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was an answer.
Right.
That's
somebody
too bad. Said it.
Yeah.
They're like, what is a gangbang?
That's too bad that was a wrong answer.
I know.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Federal sex trafficking investigation reportedly is looking at a trip that Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz took to the Bahamas with a marijuana entrepreneur. CBS News reporting several sources say that Gaetz traveled with hand surgeon and Medical Marijuana Physicians Association chairman Jason Pirazzolo between late 18 and early 19.
A lot of money here.
They say the surgeon paid for travel expenses, accommodations, and whores.
Yes, she did. Yes, she did.
They're called female escorts here.
Yes.
Sex but workers. They are sex workers.
Sex workers.
And prostitutes.
All right.
The Justice Department is investigating Gaetz's possible connection to sex trafficking and prostitution that might involve a 17-year-old girl.
This guy is a scumbag, but the bottom line is, since he's in that side of the aisle and a Trumper, all he has to do is say what?
Fake news.
Right. Yeah. Unless they have, like Nick said off the air, unless they have some evidence that they can actually charge him with sex trafficking, all he can say is a million whores can come out. They'll still vote him in.
Fake news.
Because he's that guy.
Yeah, those sex guys are trying to get
still
me.
Still have to actually put him on trial.
Right.
He says it's a partisan attack to this day, saying that.
Yeah. Sure.
The DOG or the DOJ was run by Barr.
Yeah. He knew it.
They're not Democrats.
Yeah. And he was quite aware that this investigation was going on.
Right.
Not only that, but the Attorney General at the time and under the previous administration was aware of this investigation and made several efforts to not be seen with Gaetz.
Right.
He would not get in pictures with him. He canceled appearances at places he knew Gaetz was going to be.
When Gaetz RSVP'd, he would opt out, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
So the previous administration was quite aware of this and let it happen, and Bill Barr even just got out of the way.
Have you seen all the photos? Because apparently Gaetz likes to talk at high schools.
Serious.
Yeah. There's a bunch of photos of him with a bunch of young women at high schools. Like a selfie where they're all behind him.
It's the scouting combine.
Right.
Exactly. Pretty much.
Well, they stay the same age.
They do.
Creep.
They do. He's a total creep. But I want him to go down. You know?
You think he's going to?
Well, they catch him with sex trafficking, that's actual crime. Otherwise, no, they'll vote him in, you know.
Yeah, it's the weirdest thing. Right. Like, his job's safe, basically.
Yep. Liberal tech.
The first comic book where Superman appears is now the most expensive comic ever sold. The 1938 book sold for $2.25 million at an online auction. That is it was originally sold for a dime.
Yep.
Man.
Who had it?
The previous owner made at least $1 million profit off the sale. Book sold for so much partly because it is in near perfect condition.
How many of those are left?
Perfect condition in general?
Of this one, because I did Nicolas Cage have one also?
Yeah, there's I'm a few sure. out there, but this one's near perfect.
Got it.
Which is exceedingly rare.
Yeah, I don't know how you kept something perfect from 38, because in 1938, it's a cartoon. I mean, it's a comic book, so you're actually flipping through it.
But perfect, it's got to be hermetically sealed.
Yeah, but you're flipping through it for at least, months, and maybe just laying around. So how it stayed perfect, it must have been never sold, and they found it in a box somewhere.
Yeah, it had to be put on a shelf or in a box.
It could have been never opened.
Yep.
If it's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, some parent bought it for their kid, and didn't even read it.
Forgot about it.
$2 million.
Yep, right.
Well, if I'm reading this right, Craig, was this the Action Comics 1?
Yeah.
Yeah. This was a number from 2012. They think that there are anywhere from 50 to 100 still existing.
Okay. And a lot of them are probably leaf through. So.
Yeah.
Total.
Many of them are probably beat to hell. Right.
Out of Michigan, a home was for sale, and the homeowners asked to have their property inspected at the request of the buyers. That's common. The property was being inspected by Kevin Wayne Van Leuven. A nursery camera in the nursery, detected movement. So the homeowner checked her phone. And she caught Mr. Van Leuven pleasuring himself with an Elmo doll.
Man.
He's Leuven it in
course.
There.
Of course.
He's Leuven it in there.
On the trail cam.
After he finished, he put the doll back in where it was, in its original place. Officers questioned him about the incident. He said he had moved the doll just to check an electrical outlet, and then he made incriminating statements and apologized after he was told, you know, there was a camera in there. Oh, sorry about that, Chief. Van Leeuwen is now not allowed to be alone in a home that is not his, may not contact the homeowners, and is required to undergo a mental health evaluation.
You're not going
to
keep a home inspecting job if you're not allowed to be in a home.
Nope.
That's not a screwdriver, man.
If I were selling my house, I would put an Elmo in every room and ask for that guy specifically.
And
watch him
and
on
put
the
a hole in the, put a hole in all the Elmos, too, right. By the way. Yeah. Pre-holed out. Yeah. What a freak, man. What a freak. Unfortunately, he's done that before in other places with no camera.
Gotten away with it.
Right.
Was not the first time.
No baby cam in that room.
Not his first Elmo rodeo.
Yeah, don't black light all the stuffed animals.
Elmo's seen some things, man.
That poor dude.
You're right. He's shell-shocked. You take a picture of Elmo on the way out, then? Took care of that.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
It's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.